Actually, I could give a flip response and say that I use LaGuardia a lot, and if anyone does that, you'd want to be involved in helping to redesign it. But more substantively, I was on the Moreland Commission that looked into the effects of Superstorm Sandy on utilities. A lot of that was on Long Island, so I'm well aware of the needs for resiliency in design. I bring a technical background, and of the 7 panel members, there were really only 3 of us that had a strong engineering technical background. And LaGuardia is only one of 4 airports we're going to look at over time. LaGuardia is the first, of course. But Republic and Stewart airports are going to have startup New York zones around them. And so the economic development background that I've had up here in the North Country is relevant. So I think all of those factors came together to have me invited to be one of the panel members.
What are some of the challenges with the LaGuardia redesign?
The central terminal building was poorly designed. There are not enough services. The passenger experience is frankly horrible. The famous words of Vice President Biden saying that if you blindfolded a person and took them to LaGuardia, they think they would have arrived in a third world country. All of that is true. But, of course, a redesign just solving the current problem of the day, the passenger experience in the central terminal building, that's not taking a strategic, thoughtful, long-term view. And if you look out 25 to 50 years, then it takes on a whole different perspective. Thinking about that unconnectedness, how you would have one unified structure, not including the marine terminal. And then when you think about passengers arriving and leaving LaGuardia, whether that be by car, by taxi, it certainly needs some kind of a train connection. And ferries are seeing a large revival. And so if you're going to do that, what kind of shape of the building, what kind of access to the building, and then, of course, there is congestion at the airport. It's 640 acres. It's limited to that, but you can gain a lot of space by moving the facilities towards the Grand Central Parkway, and in doing that, you can actually create about 2.5 times more what's called airspace where the planes can taxi and gain access to the runways, and so that really decongests the loading and unloading of passengers and the movement of the planes, and will lead to a much safer and more efficient airport without changing either of the 2 runways. So this is bigger, longer-term thinking, and that's the exercise that the panel went through.
Tony Collins, in looking at some of the recommendations that the advisory panel made for the future LaGuardia terminal, it seemed to me like many of these were common sense items, things like clearer signage, more natural light, creating infrastructure for our new weather patterns that we're experiencing, creating cell phone areas. Why are these things items that the advisory panel had to highlight these days?
There was not a cohesive overall master plan to work from, and the central terminal building that was going to be built really was solving a particular crisis, and that was the passenger experience in those terminals. And yet many of these common sense items were not being considered. And so back to my experience on the commission that looked at the effects of Superstorm Sandy on Long Island and the utilities in particular, I'm well aware of the needs for resilient design. How do you guard against storm events like Sandy? The airport was covered with water for 3 days. Clearly, that's not what you want. And so how do you design it to be more resilient, to be more sustainable from an environmental perspective? These were common sense, and yet there had not been an exercise to pull all of that together, and frankly, that's why the panel was formed, and we've got more work to do. The same kind of exercise at JFK and then at the Republic and Stewart airports.
As you mentioned at the beginning of the conversation, you travel through LaGuardia. Many people have traveled through LaGuardia, will continue to travel through LaGuardia. The airport will not stop operating while this rebuild occurs. So what should travelers expect during the rebuild?
Well, I kind of chuckle as you're asking the question, because on my way back from the panel, I spent 5 hours in LaGuardia trying to get a flight back up to Montreal.
Ooh.
This is a very highly and carefully planned exercise, it does have to continue to operate on a daily basis. And when you think of the challenges to construct a massive new airport, the goal here is to provide a first-class, a world-class entry port into New York City. New York City deserves that kind of structure, and it will be built. But it has to be built carefully, well-planned. It can be done. It will be done. I would expect there will be some inconveniences, but I'm also confident of the well-educated engineers, many of whom we hope are from Clarkson, and other designers and planners that will put a plan together that will enable a world-class airport to be built while it continues to operate.
The first half of the LaGuardia project is expected to be complete in 2019. Full construction is scheduled to be finished about 18 months later. There's more information at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.